From the live stream studios in Manhattan, Cheesehead TV brings you two guys who like to think they know something about football.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to Packer Transplants Live. I'm Aaron Nagler, and with me, as always, is Mr. Corey Banky, my partner here at Cheesehead TV. We're joined on the live blog by the guru of the live blog, Jamie Snowden, and our marketing director here at Cheesehead TV, Mr. Alex Talish, along with the best and the brightest from around the Packers blogosphere. So, Mr. Banky, why don't you tell us what is on tap tonight?
Joining us later tonight, we'll be starting left tackle David Bakhtiari. But right now, it's time for the good, the bad, and the ugly. We got the good. We got Eddie Lacy.
Beasting down in the dome in New Orleans.
Randall Cobb.
Making people miss in the open field.
Devon House.
You jumped.
Oh, sorry.
He's in the bad.
Oh. I just read the bad.
Mr. Josh Sitton. He plays through pain. He plays through the big toe injury. Corey's all over the map already.
I don't know what happened there.
All right. And then we're going to go to the bad. Josh, you want me to do the bad?
Let's do the bad.
All right.
All right.
We hit got it, the Banky. Bad.
We got Mike McCarthy.
Oh, Mike. Mike, we'll get into this a little bit later. But Mike, what are you doing, Mike?
Devon House.
Burnt toast, ladies and gentlemen, burnt toast. Though he was the victim of a BS penalty.
And Micah Hyde.
Yeah, Micah Hyde, not great. Not great. The push-up from the secondary due to the injuries, not great.
And we got the ugly. We got Dom Capers.
Dom, buddy, they're going to run the ball. They're going to keep running the ball until you show you can stop them running the ball. So that was pretty darn ugly. Corey, welcome back from the bye week.
Thanks.
That's it. That's all you got. Just thanks.
It was nice.
I saw some great pictures online of your visit to the Stillmank Brewery. You'll notice, ladies and gentlemen, those of you viewing this evening and later on the knees. Website, new beverage this evening, courtesy of our friends at Stillmank. It's a brand new beer called The Bee's Knees. And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen,
it's pretty good.
It most certainly is.
I like
so
it.
So good. This is fantastic stuff. Can't say enough. And you'll also notice this here hat.
Oh, yeah.
This here cap out front.
So, those of you...
You know the drill, people.
...that would like to win this hat
very
right here.
The official sideline cap for your Green Bay
Packers. Coach's sideline cap.
Coach's cap.
Going to have to tweet the following. Here we go. Ready?
Wait,
here we go, people.
Our audience tweets?
Yes.
Get out of town.
Oh, I got to actually...
What'd you do?
I don't know what happened.
What did you do?
Okay,
Banky?
This is what you need to tweet. I'm watching Packer Transpense live on at Cheesehead TV, sponsored by at Wisco Disco Beer.
Get on it, people.
And the winning randomly selected person by our chief marketing officer, Mr. Alex Talish.
Marketing officer, if you will.
He likes chief digital officer, I think.
I don't give a crap what
he will choose who I will be taking this beautiful hat to the post office. Why don't you show off the hat again?
Yeah, yeah, look at this. Come on. Come on now.
Come on.
What camera? Am I A or B? Where am I? Where am I?
You're right there.
All right. This, look at this hat. Come on now.
It's nice.
You want it, people.
So do it. Tweet it. Get
it out.
Do it. Tweet it. Get it.
Look at that. Look at Banky.
Come on.
On the fly. That was pretty impressive.
So moving on. Packers news.
Whole lot of Packers news. Coming out of the bye week, a sleepy, relaxed bye week. You know, no Packers football to worry about. You're just chilling. You're eating your brats, drinking your beer. You're wishing. You're missing the Packers. But you're thinking, yeah, it's kind of good to have a little break in the middle of the season. And then, whoa, you come back from the bye weekend, all hell breaks loose, starting with Mike McCarthy signing a contract extension. Obviously, terms of the deal not disclosed publicly by the team, but thought to be through 2018 to mirror the deal that Ted Thompson signed. All I have to say is I'm surprised it took this long. I thought it was going to happen this summer. I thought it was they were going to announce it during camp, and then I thought they were going to announce it kind of the first month of the season. When I asked someone with the Packers, they asked me what I thought about the deal, and I said the only thing I was surprised about was how long it took. They said, well, you do know who our general manager is. So that pretty much tells you all you need to know. It's just Ted being Ted. And yep. Ted, as we have determined several times on this here program, Ted is going to Ted.
He will.
What was your reaction, Corey, when you saw the headline that Mike McCarthy had been re-upped?
I was excited.
Were you? Good. I'm happy. Because Lord knows, if you read on these here internets, there are some people who aren't happy. And I think most people who don't like McCarthy and were upset by it and didn't want to see an extension, I think most of them do not watch this program or listen to it. But I'm going to address them. I'm going to address them anyway. I'm going to address them anyway for a moment, if I can. Were you people just born in like 1991, like our guest later tonight, David Bakhtiari, which I discovered that fact while researching him earlier this evening, and it made me really depressed because that's the year I graduated high school. But if you were born in 1991, you do not know the pain and the suffering that these here two gentlemen on this year program this evening have gone through, that many generations of Packers fans felt for years, for decades. You do not realize how well you have it in Mike McCarthy. And yes, we do a segment here on this website called Mike's Best and Worst.
We haven't done it in a while.
We missed the New Orleans game. It will be back next week. And I got to tell you, yes, I absolutely understand when people said, someone who follows me on Twitter said, I appreciate winning, which they have done a lot of with Mike at the helm. I also have trouble placing a lot of faith in the guy. Now, I don't know if that means from game to game or in certain situations, etc., but I get that. I totally get that because there are certain parts of the game where you're like, here we go again when Mike's involved, whether it's all the problems they've had when they've lost close games, been behind in the fourth quarter, not being able to close it out, whether it's calling fullback dives into a mass of humanity that goes nowhere. Although he's been a little more successful at this.
There's also, little things like winning the Super Bowl.
Well, exactly. A little.
And going to the playoffs pretty consistently.
And then I did throw this out there on Twitter. Like, who's the model then? If people don't want Mike McCarthy, and I got back two answers.
Bill Belichick.
Bill Belichick, which is, okay, fine. He hasn't won a Super Bowl in a while, but he's always winning, and they've got the AFC Championship game last year. I understand that, and I think Bill Belichick is still the best coach in the NFL, so I
disagree,
get that.
But I don't
can't have 32 Bill Belichicks. Just can't do it. And the other thing I got was Pittsburgh, which I thought was hilarious because
I like Mike Tomlin though.
I love Mike Tomlin, but
I don't like
just last month, Pittsburgh fans or a certain section of Pittsburgh fandom wanted to run Mike Tomlin out on the rail, and then all of a sudden, oh look at this, they start winning, and now all of a sudden Mike Tomlin's the bee's knees again. Oh. Did I say the bee's knees?
Yes, you did. Every time you say the bee's knees,
I'm
going to
have to
drink.
I'm going to have to. Anyway, so it's a week-to-week league. Every coach has his problems. Everyone thought Jim Harbaugh was, the belle of the ball. Thought he was obviously one of the best coaches in the NFL. His team sits at 4-4 and has major problems on the offensive side of the ball, which is his bailiwick. So let's all just calm down. Those of you upset by the
far be it
extension.
For me to quote Vic Ketchman.
Oh dear! Wow, we're making history here tonight.
But Vic Ketchman, he does say something that I agreed with, which is Mike McCarthy is a he's all about fundamentals, and he's kind of an old school kind of coach.
Yeah.
But he's open to the modern day system, so we kind of have the best of both worlds, where that's a good place for the
Packers.
He's also
open to running Julius Peppers on a slant play in the red zone.
Okay. Can people get over that? I don't understand.
Oh, I love it.
To me, it's just like Madden, okay?
It's just like Madden. I hope Jersey Al's watching. I pray to Jersey Al is
what
watching.
What do you do in Madden, right?
It's just like Madden.
It is just like Madden, okay? All right. You do crazy stuff early, right?
Right.
So that when you get in that look later.
Yeah.
They think you're going to do X,
more crazy
but
stuff.
You're going to actually do Y. And all you did, you can't distract people until you show them the
normalcy.
Oh, we always put Julius Peppers on fourth and goal. Until you put Julius Peppers in fourth and goal.
Right, I hear you.
You can't distract anybody. You can't do any trickery.
Third and goal. But what's funny is that's
whatever.
Red
zone play.
If you look back. And I'm pretty sure it's the exact same formation and motion that they ran with JerMichael Finley against the Ravens at home like 5-6 years ago or something. They did the exact same play where they lined up JerMichael Finley in the eye, the eye back, and then motioned him out left, got him lined up. For Finley, he ended up being lined up with a safety. I can't remember. I think Peppers was lined up with a linebacker, but I have to go back and look. But it was the same formation. It was the same idea. You put him back in the eye. The whole defense is going, what? And then you motion him out, and he's all alone. And here's the thing. It was a perfect pass. That was a strike from Rodgers. It's just, it's the game situation. It's just different. It's just the same practice. And as I said on Twitter, it's almost like he's a lifelong defensive player. You've got Jordy Nelson. You've got Randall Cobb.
You've got
plenty of people who run a slant.
Julius Peppers is a superstar.
I agree.
Okay?
I agree.
And honestly, had Mike McCarthy done a little bit more of that with Charles Woodson, he might still be a Green Bay Packer.
Yeah, maybe.
Think about Darren Sharper.
Yeah, we are way off the script, but
Leroy
I love
Butler. Think about certain players. I hate bringing up Darren Sharper in light of the situation, you use players. It's old school football too, right?
What, going both ways?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
Horning.
Yeah, I hear you.
One of the greatest players to ever put on a Packer jersey played both sides of the field.
Well, he kicked and he ran, but you know.
I mean, that's two phases, Nagler. Last time I checked.
But what I do like about it is that it is different. And then he came back and he did the onside kick, trying to steal a possession. All right. And as everyone has pointed out,
which should have worked,
probably,
by the
they're
way.
Probably saying it on the live blog, although maybe not. I don't know.
They're not. Nobody's
nobody's watching even
watching,
probably. You know, if it works, it's the play of the year.
Of course.
Like,
of course.
Packer fans go crazy. I would have jumped on my sofa. Like, it would have been nuts. It would have been awesome. But it didn't work.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. It actually doesn't matter right now, early in the season, that
no,
it doesn't
exactly,
work.
Exactly.
Because next time defensive coordinators see Julius Peppers in the slant on the red zone, they're going to be scared.
Right, let me tell you something. There's not going to be a next time. They're not going to do that
I think they're going to do it again.
No, I don't think they're going to do that again.
Yeah, I think they're going to do it again, and they're going to do your favorite play. They're going to
fullback dive?
Yep.
Right out of it, because everyone's going to be like, there's your Peppers.
Peppers. Right, I hear you. That's why you do that play.
Hopefully do that play to score a touchdown, but
so astutely said on third and goal, you don't necessarily do on third and goal to score a touchdown.
I hope so. I don't want to kick to a field goal.
Yeah, that's the primary reason, but it's not necessarily. There are second and third reasons.
Yes, that is true. That is absolutely correct. All right, shall we move on?
I mean, it's your show. I just live here.
What are you talking about? You've been on this kick all night. For those of you who weren't aware, like prior to the program starting up this evening, Corey actually had the iteration in his mind of, this is what he actually said. What if I just say the line that I say prior to the good, bad, and the ugly, and then I don't talk the rest of the night? This was Corey Banky.
I just thought that would be funny.
About 15
minutes
ago.
That would be like me when we had the studio the last 3 years. In Jersey, I would be like, Corey even talk? No, dude.
We got to fly because we got 15 minutes until Bakhtiari calls us. The Packers activate J.C. Tretter off of the short-term IR, designated to return. Well, the designation is here. He has returned to the detriment of one Derek Sherratt. Can we have a moment of silence? Can we just take a moment here for... I'm just saying, man. Is Derek Sherratt... I mean, how snake bit can one dude get? I mean... Never really got going. Then he got hurt in relief in Kansas City. Had to stay overnight. Had to have the surgery done there. And then, like, just never came back. And then he got re-injured, had to redo surgery. Like, man, that just sucks. It just sucks. And I love this. When it was announced that they had cut Sherratt, I tweeted out, the Packers now have literally zero tackle depth. And someone who works for the Packers immediately texted me and said, we had zero tackle depth with Sherratt. And then everybody on Twitter said the exact same thing.
I wonder who that person was.
Oh, man. It's not who you think. I'll tell you that. Okay, it was Ted Thompson.
Yeah, because he has you on speed dial.
You better believe he does.
Nagler, what do you think about this trade?
Yeah, exactly. Do it, Ted. Pull the trigger. I'm always a yes man. And then finally, moving on.
Finally,
we got more things to get Corey going here. Packers signed Rajon Neal and Joe Thomas, who, let me tell you, Joe Thomas looked legit in preseason and camp before he got hurt. I love talking about practice squad guys because Corey never has any idea who we're talking about. He played really well in camp and in preseason.
I have to like search Cheesehead TV for Joe Thomas. And then what would come up inevitably be a Brian Caribou post from a live blog that we covered on practice number 23, where Joe Thomas had three tackles.
Exactly. See? Played well. No, but Joe Thomas, back with the club. More importantly, and this is a guy I think Corey may have heard of, Aaron Rodgers. Mm. Aaron Rodgers says his hamstring should not affect him against the Bears, and let's hope not. Although I will say, at his locker today, I didn't like one of the things he said. He said something about how, well, it's still just Wednesday, and we've got till Sunday. Like, and there's going to be some more healing done between them, meaning that maybe he's still not 100%. I don't like that, man. I don't like the sound of that at all.
I mean, I think a lot of hay was made by Chris Collinsworth about the hamstring, by the way.
Well, I loved his mention of,
oh my God,
this could linger all season.
Like, it was like,
all right, dude.
Really, Chris Collinsworth?
Can we just get through
you
this
have
game?
No idea what's happening.
Right.
You see a guy, and just because you
just grab his leg.
If I hurt my finger, it hurts, and I'm going to touch it. Okay? That doesn't mean I broke my finger.
I hope not.
What a fool.
Yeah, I hear you.
It's so annoying.
But it was pretty clear his hamstring was kind of messed up. I mean, it obviously affected him. And they said after the game that it was a hamstring, so.
I'm just saying. Okay, and on the Ryan on the live chat's asking about this shirt. This shirt,
oh dear,
is the Relax official Aaron Rodgers shirt by MyProMerch.
MyProMerch.
This was personally given to me by one Luke Rodgers. I'm very excited about this shirt. This is the first time I've worn this shirt.
It's hot, man.
And I think what I'm going to do is hopefully get Aaron Rodgers to sign it one day.
There you go.
I might have to send it
back
to
moves.
Luke.
I like it.
Be like, Luke,
give this to your bro.
Hey, I just wore this. Can you give it back to Aaron?
I've laundered it. But
no, it has my sweat stains, and I want to like.
Oh, no. Oh, man. Oh, all right, moving on. More injuries. TJ Lang, uncertain for Sunday night, still with the ankle. And then, oh, look at this. Josh Sitton comes out today at practice. Or wait, doesn't come out today at practice because he has a toe injury, a big toe injury that apparently he played through at the end of the Saints game. No one knew about it, but both Lang and Sitton not at practice today. So you're starting guards.
Welcome to the Green Bay Packers.
On Sunday night against the Bears. Could be J.C. Treader and Lane.
Could be, probably will be.
Maybe. We'll see. I know Sitton really sounds like he wants to play through it. Like, that he can't. He's got to talk to Dr. McKenzie tomorrow. I love all these things. It's always, I haven't talked to Dr. McKenzie yet. Really? Because he's right there. You're in 1265. This is his office. This is where he has a place here that you can go and just talk to him. You work for the Green Bay Packers, and so does he. I'm sure he has another office somewhere in Green Bay, but I'm just saying.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
Does he even have a practice?
Yeah, he does.
Oh, he has a practice and he works with Packers?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you think?
I think he's worked on Wildy or Wildy's family or something like that at some point.
Wouldn't you think the Packers would be like big enough to have their own doctor?
Yeah, but they do. But then he's doing all his own stuff. Mm. It's no big deal.
It's kind of weird.
Not at all.
I don't think.
Most of them do. Most of the NFL doctors are like that. They all have like.
Because it's not a full-time job?
Kind of, but not really. I mean, the guy who did that cleared Finley. Like cleared and
closed.
He works for the Steelers.
Well, of course, there's specialists who do the surgery
But you have guys who, you know, like what's his name out in Washington who's the guru for all the joints and whatever.
Yeah.
Like he's the Washington doctor, but yeah. Anyway, we digress.
Offense.
What about the offense, man? We got to fly through this. We got like 10 minutes before Bach calls
us. He's not going to call.
You're right. Yeah,
he already beat you on.
Oh, we'll talk about this.
You did this with me in Madden too, where you were like, "Oh yeah, I'll kick your butt," and then you just got spanked. This was like
you have never beaten me at Madden ever in the history of this world.
That's not true.
Ever. In what life are you living?
Winston-Salem with Travis?
With Travis on the that was like Sega Dreamcast, dude. That wasn't Madden.
Dude,
you've
that was
never
Madden.
Beaten me.
They had Madden on Sega, dude.
It was NFL 2K.
Dude, they
you
had
never
Madden.
Beaten me
they
in
had Madden.
Madden
on Sega.
You have never
That's
beaten me
true.
In Madden.
That's not
ever
true.
Once.
I'm gonna get the tape.
Not one
I'm
time.
The tape, Nagler.
Zero times.
That's so not true.
It is so true.
You're
I do
just
remember.
Lying.
We also played. No, we also played PlayStation.
If the FCC
that was not
here
Madden,
right now, you would get. You
oh,
would get fine.
Out of town. You have never beaten me in Madden, and you never will.
I beat you
ever.
In Winston-Salem in 1998.
Yes, which was not Madden.
1998, Nagler.
Good lord. All right. We're totally off the rails. Anyway, Bakhtiari probably won't call. So we have like an over-under kind of thing going on just right here in the studio about, all right, if Bakhtiari doesn't call, how do we shame him for not calling? Because apparently he's going to be calling from out and about.
Well,
so
our go-to is to say he Larry V'd
us. He Larry V'd us. But like we got to express what
really
that means.
Which is really wrong to Wayne Larrivee because...
I know,
because
I like Wayne. Wayne's been really nice to us
on purpose,
since
and
then.
Then. Yeah, he called us.
Well, no. He did it to us on purpose. It was Zombo who didn't do it on purpose. Zombo was the one where it was like... It was
And Gert. Aunt Gert was the best, we thought. Aunt Gert had a busy signal because she kept calling all the people in Brilliant. She was on like the Brilliant phone line with all her
the
friends.
One line they have. Right.
That was funny when we couldn't get a hold of Aunt Gert. Because that's when you know you really hit a low point.
When your own
I love
Aunt
Gert, but when
up.
Your own aunt, who has promised to be on the show, won't get on the show, you're like, man.
Man. I mean, Wayne Larrivee doesn't come on the show. It's understandable.
I mean, yeah, he's the voice of the Packers.
You know, why would he come on this show? That makes no sense. We talk about the offense, or we just faff about?
Yeah, I actually more? Have expect some running back and tight end help.
Let me tell you, you better expect some, especially if we got thing one and thing two at guard. You better expect a whole bunch of help from Eddie Lacy, who, by the way, holy pass pro demon, he's really come on.
Yeah,
as a pass protector, he's really improved. I went back during the bye week, and
you
kind of
knew he
watched.
Would with what he did in college, though.
Well. Yeah, I mean, his hands were always underrated, so his use in the passing game, I think, a lot of people kind of overlooked. But holy cow, that guy, I mean, obviously he lays the wood when he's running the football, but he sticks his nose in there, and he wallops guys, and he's assignment sure. He never gets flustered. He never kind of misses blocks. He never takes bad angles. He's always good. Unlike James Starks, who's still, all these years on, terrible in pass pro. It's a sight to behold. I just don't understand how he can get to this point in his NFL career and still miss blocks, miss assignments. Like, it's not pretty. But, yes, expect the tight ends to be motioned into the backfield. Expect a bunch of help Sunday night along the interior.
I mean, you should expect that even if Treader and Lane aren't the guards.
Yeah, well, we'll see. We'll see. In the last matchup, Randall Cobb. He was able to take advantage of Isaiah Frey, who was then cut by the Bears. That's how bad the burning was by Senior Cobb. You look for him to go against Demontre Hurst, who is their nickelback now, who actually has played pretty well for the Bears. It'll be very interesting to see if the Bears kick Tim Jennings inside. They've kept him outside almost exclusively, and I was talking to our friend Matt Bowen earlier this evening on this very subject, and he said if he was in charge, he would put Jennings on this inside on the slot and have Jennings follow Cobb around wherever he goes. And I totally agree. But for whatever reason, Mel Tucker has not done that so far this year. He's kept Jennings and Fuller strictly outside, although Fuller has bounced inside every once in a while. But Fuller should, if they're smart, and it's the Bears, so who knows.
Yeah.
But if they're smart, Fuller should be on Jordy at all times. Jennings should be on Cobb at all times, and then the rest
good,
fall,
Devontae
falls
Adams.
At Mays.
Good, Devontae yeah, Adams will exactly. be free to have yeah. the biggest day of his freaking career.
Let's hope so.
As soon as that happens, that's what's going to happen.
Demontre Hurst is playing well.
Come on.
He's not great.
Not as good as Devontae Adams has been playing,
well,
dude.
We'll see.
Devontae Adams is going to have a breakout game this season. Mark my words. Mark
yeah, he's come close.
It
I mean, he's come close
zero.
To like big games. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think
he's
yeah.
ready. He's coming yeah, on. Him and Rodgers are getting a whole rapport.
Speaking of Rodgers, a different Rodgers, you can expect to see, I would think, a lot more 12 personnel, where we
okay.
have one running back and two tight ends.
That's what 12
with Rodgers and Corliss. Yeah. But we saw that in the opening, I think it was the opening two drives against the Bears in the last game. I think we'll see it a whole lot more on Sunday night. Again, because of the, you know, the things they're going to be dealing with along the interior, you can see 12 personnel being utilized quite a bit. Were you going to say something? You're reading something?
I was actually going to ask a question for Scott Barker, but it's about the defense, so I'm going to wait till we get to defense.
Hey, guess what? It's time for the defense.
So Scott Barker on the chat, yeah. He is asking who's going to step up and help slow down Matt Forte.
Well, in what aspect? Yeah, are we talking about in the running game? Who absolutely destroyed us last time? It's interesting because right here, there, Scott, the second bullet point in our defensive script talks about exactly that.
Oh, let me put that there.
It's you know, guys like Guyon, Daniels. Dayton Jones, Julius Peppers. Yes, Julius Peppers. Those four guys were absolutely ludicrously bad in the last matchup with the Bears. I mean, that first half, they tore through those guys like they were machete, like mache paper. Like, no, they were awful. And there's this one stunt.
Did you say machete?
I did. Machete.
But you meant paper mache?
Yeah, paper mache, machete, machete, same thing. But, you know, Julius Peppers has been doing this stunt, and he did it. It happened again against the Saints.
Yeah, yeah.
And I vined it. I want to ask Mike Turgovec, what the hell is he doing? What is he doing? It looks like he's doing a stunt all by himself. Like, he's stunting, but no one else is doing anything. Like, everyone else is playing straight up, and he, like, crashes inside, and it opens this monster lane. And it happened against Ingram, and he tore, like, 12 yards. It happened a bunch of times against Matt Forte, who proceeded, of course, to absolutely destroy them. So Julius Peppers needs to step up in the run game, along with the other gentleman I mentioned. We get Dayton Jones back. That should help. Although, as I mentioned just now, he was absolutely abysmal against the run in the last game. Yeah. So,
all right, so we'll hold on one second.
And I know Mike Pennell, Josh Boyd might be there. We're going to give people a chance
to win this hat again.
Okay, yeah. Rock and roll, dude.
And the reason why is I ran out of bee's knees, so I have to do another one. So while we're here, I want people, there's the hat.
Tweet it out.
I've got this, people, we've got some more viewers on right now because, you know, not everybody shows up right at 8 p.m. Lambeau time.
I don't blame you. I specifically told people don't come on until the second half hour because that's when Bakhtiari will be on.
So if you want to win this coach's hat, it's a new era cap right here. We've got it. I'm shipping it out tomorrow. Just tweet out. I'm watching Packer Transplants live on Cheesehead TV, sponsored by Wisco Disco Beer. Back to the defense. I think it's really funny how people are like, how are we going to stop Matt Forte? And they're like, gravity will stop him.
Oh, no.
That's probably the funniest thing I've seen.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, I think they need a concerted effort. In the passing game is where I'm more worried about. I think they will look better in the running game.
How do you expect Green Bay to match up with Martellus Bennett this time around? That's Chris Licata.
Well, it'll help because they've got Morgan Burnett coming back and Sam Shields coming back, which I don't expect Sam Shields to be anywhere near taking Martellus Bennett, but it means that there's a lot more depth for other people to take him. I think Micah Hyde might see a snap or two against the tight end. I think, unfortunately, you'll see A.J. Hawk. I wouldn't be surprised to see Jarrett Bush get a bunch of snaps against Martellus Bennett. Go ahead. Oh, if only because he's really done a good job when asked to go against the bigger
Did you just say
ends.
Jarrett Bush?
I did.
Did I just miss that?
No, Jarrett Bush, dude. Go back at last year's tape and watch him against Tony Gonzalez, a first ballot Hall of Famer, if ever there was one, at the tight end position.
I used to like this show.
He does a great job.
I used to like this show. And now we talk about Jarrett Bush. We talk about Brett
practice
Favre.
Practice squad players.
We talk about practice squad players. What in the hell is going on in here?
I don't know, dude. Okay, Vince Lombardi. What the hell's going on out here?
Really? That's your answer?
One of them, yeah. You know Dom, he'll mix it up. Mark my words, though. I'll bet we see a little Jared Bush on Sunday night.
Oh, great. So excited.
Hey, man. They'll rotate a bunch
of
people.
If we don't beat the Bears...
They're going to beat the Bears.
If we don't beat the Bears, it's going to be bad.
They're going to beat the Bears.
No, seriously. Like, I know we're going to beat the Bears. This is someone who says we're going to win 24-0. But I'm just telling you, like,
only?
If we thought there were Packer trolls.
Oh, my God.
Before, yeah. Like, when we first lost the first game.
Wait. Now, wait a second.
If we don't beat the Bears.
Let me tell you something.
The Packer trolls are coming out. They're coming out.
I may turn into a Packer troll if they don't beat the Bears. Let me tell you something right now. They haven't lost a game this year where I didn't think, yeah, there's a good chance they could lose. I thought they would play much better down in New Orleans.
Oh,
I think,
man. They should have beat New Orleans. But that was BS.
And I think a big part of that was the injuries to the secondary and Aaron Rodgers' hamstring.
Yes.
You put those two things away, I think they have a much... It's much closer, and it's a much more,
Aaron Rodgers
more of a contest.
Thing is a little overblown.
I don't. But there's not a game that they've lost where I've thought, oh, they're going to kill. Like, I picked them to lose against Detroit. I thought they'd be a lot smarter and better against Seattle, but they weren't. They got
yeah, but
butts
you're,
kicked.
You're a commentator for SI, so I would assume that you would be brilliant.
About all that. But so it's like, you know, they've won the games they should win.
They should have won against the Saints, Nagler.
They should have, but like I just said.
But they should have won.
When you've got...
So they didn't win
Micah
that game,
Hyde
they should
have
won.
Ha-ha Clinton Dix back there. Yeah, of course they're going to take advantage and play action. Of course. I mean, that was just like, of course, a foregone conclusion. And you're down a man, two men on the defensive line. Yeah, I mean, that all adds up. But Sunday night, I don't care if they're playing McCray, who just got signed to the practice squad for the third time at guard. They should beat the Bears.
Dude, if they don't have six sacks on Jay Cutler by the time the freaking game is over,
yeah,
like, come on.
I'm just saying.
It's Jay Cutler.
I'm just saying,
come
on. I'm just, now you got me all hot and bothered thinking about them losing to the Bears. Well, as I said to someone
the
today,
the trolls
though,
will come out,
yeah,
though.
They, oh, my, it'll,
oh my
it'll
goodness.
Be awful.
In
it'll
some
be awful.
Ways, okay, because it's the middle of the season.
Don't even say it.
In some ways,
don't even
I want
it.
The trolls to come out, but I almost want them.
That.
But I don't want them to come out because the Packers lose. I would never say that, right, okay? Right. I might as well take a dagger and stick it in my eye before I would ever say that.
Right.
But if we happen to be down in the first couple quarters...
that's the thing. I said this earlier today.
The trolls will come out.
I said earlier today, you can bet the Packers will make it more difficult than it needs to be.
That's just how they operate.
Yeah, but they wouldn't be the Green Bay Packers.
Exactly. It's what they do.
I mean, that's the story of the Green Bay Packers.
Something will happen in the first quarter, and Corey will get all upset because it's still the first quarter and people are burying the Packers.
Yeah.
Like, that will happen. Oh, there you go. Look who's calling.
Oh.
Okay, tell him he's on. Hello, CheeseheadTV.com. How can I direct your call?
Hello, this is David.
Oh, you're on
David
the air.
Bakhtiari, you are live on the air, so don't say anything too incriminating. thanks so much for calling in, buddy.
That's why I bit my tongue.
well done. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. It's a little chilly, but I'm doing good.
All right. The only guest we have who goes outside and calls from his cell phone when he calls in the show. All right. Let's get down to brass tacks. You had your little bye week. You've got all relaxed, and now you're back to work. So let's get the important stuff out of the way. I know lots going on in the headlines with injuries. No one's talking about your back. How's your back doing, buddy?
it's good now. It was a little beat up. I'm not going to lie. It was a little beat up that last couple weeks, but you know, the bye week and really just getting off it and relaxing, you know, kind of opened everything back up, so it's all good now. So thank you for asking.
Oh well, you know, I gotta keep track of these things. I worry about you, David. I do.
Well, right. I appreciate that.
The last matchup, and I'm sure you've watched the tape. The last matchup against the Bears, the world was deprived of the Battle of the 69s. And now we are in line. Sunday evening, you and Jared Allen meeting on Lambeau Field.
Mm.
Are you excited about this?
Am I excited? Oh, yeah. you know, I played him back in Minnesota. You know, it's always fun. You know, he knows me. I know him. You know, he's been around the league. He's got all, you know, he's a very touted, you know, he's got a lot of accolades. He's a sack master, so it's just a... another great opportunity to go against him, and plus he's got an awesome number.
does it upset you when he does his little rope the calf celebration? The way it does, I mean, Packer fans hate it. But does that bother you as a player at all? No, yeah, he sacks your quarterback and then he does that stupid thing.
sure.
Does it bug you?
Nah, not really. I mean, I don't want to talk shit or anything, but I mean, I feel like I'm getting baited into this question. I will just say that you know,
Whoa. This is not a gotcha question.
This is not a press conference.
This is not a gotcha question. It's just, does it bug you? That's all. That's a simple question.
No, it doesn't. I think, I mean, if I was a defensive end, I'd be doing the craziest celebration ever every time I got a sack.
Awesome. All right. Hey, speaking of the bye week, what'd you do? Did you travel at all?
Yeah, I traveled back home. I went to, I live back in Northern California, so I just went home and hung out with my friends and family. Saw the Giants win the World Series and went to that parade in San Francisco, and that was pretty awesome.
Oh, that's cool.
Very cool. Did you get any, okay, I got to ask, did you get any FIFA in while you were on the bye week?
Did I get any FIFA in? Unfortunately, I didn't. I guess some people are just kind of scared to play me. And the worst part too, I'm not even in my prime. I used to be really good. I don't play it enough.
Wow.
When I played it, Aaron, that was a little embarrassing. I was expecting more of a fight.
All right. For those of you who are unaware, for those of you not on Twitter,
hilarious.
David and I threw down a couple weeks ago on the old internet on the FIFA, and David waxed me.
You can't call it a throwdown if he beat your ass.
He beat me bad.
Yeah, I wouldn't say we threw down. I'd say I threw down and you just took it.
Hey, speaking of FIFA, have you played anybody on the team? I know Rodgers is supposedly, he says he's good. Although his brother says he's not.
Yeah, I've played some guys. Some guys are, say the same thing. I want to get some time in. The last thing I want to do is play you, and I'm not in my prime already. I think I'm going to play. Me and Jamari are supposed to play. He's pretty good. When I was in my prime, we split. We just went 1-1.
There you go. Okay, all right.
So he's probably, I've from what I've heard, he's one of the better players on the Packers.
Okay.
Along with myself. Nice.
All right. You guys have to have a massive tournament, and we'll come film it. Getting back to football, obviously lots in the news today about Josh and TJ's injuries, and, a couple guys got to step up there at guard. I can't imagine what the dynamic's like, but obviously next man up, et cetera. Do you do any extra reps with JC or whoever's next to you as far as stunts and whatever, or is it just here's this call play and just go to it?
It's pretty much call play and go do it. The NFL, I think it's just an NFL thing. You have a philosophy of next man up, so they're not gonna change what they do. And I think we get on a thing where he should just be able to jump in and fit the role just fine. Of course, it's really hard to replace a guy like Justin. I'm not talking down on JC, but Josh is, I'm biased, but I think he's the best guard in the league.
I agree.
In pass row, I don't think there's anyone close to him. I hope for the best for him. I know he's banged up, but I know he's a tough son of a gun. So, moving forward, I'm going to the game, make sure I can do what I can, and whoever's next to me is whoever's next to me at the end of the day.
Awesome. All right, you're an absolute legend for joining us. I know you're taking time out of your evening. Can't thank you enough. One final question. The Packers are tied with the Seahawks. The best odds in Vegas right now to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl. So what I want to know is, you guys didn't even play last week, and you guys are now have the best odds to get to the Super Bowl. What do the wise guys know that we don't?
We're the best odds to play in the Super Bowl this year?
Well, the best odds to represent the NFC as of right now with you and the Seahawks.
That's what I'm talking about. Vegas usually is pretty right.
Yeah, there you go.
I think they got like some Illuminati stuff going on over there. I'm pumped to hear that. Keep that. I like that. So somehow, some way, I guess we're going to just win out.
That's it. Now that's it.
I have one final question, David, because I...
There we go. Hey, Q, you don't... Yeah, I mean, we can spit out a couple questions. We can keep going.
Awesome.
Go, man.
I actually have a local Green Bay question because I was at the Chop House 2 weeks ago. Would you consider the Chop House your favorite restaurant in Green Bay?
Oh, man. I mean, if I don't say yes, then I don't think they'll be happy with me coming back there again.
No, but no one listens to this show.
I would definitely say it's my top. Chop House is up there.
And then and you like Chives, or what's your second?
Blue Chives is up there, but that's pretty far away from me. My house is also a good place to eat dinner.
There you go.
Josh Josh's house is also a good place to make some good food. You know, we grill out, you know, make some good things.
You know, that's a good point because Wisconsin has that reputation. Like my family, the best place to eat is with your family and with your friends and stuff in Wisconsin.
Hey, speaking of dinner, there's been Josh has been putting up some pictures of Lindsley housing some pizza. What's going on there? Is Lindsley all right? He didn't gain a whole bunch of weight over the bye week or anything, did he?
Did who?
Corey.
Did Corey lose weight?
Did he gain a bunch of weight from all the pizza he was eating? I mean, they put up like
I think I saw him on the scale today. I think it said like 330. He's gotten big. He's gotten big.
Oh, wow. That's phenomenal.
So, we just love Corey. He's a class act. He is a hilarious kid, and he a lot of the same. You know, we kind of went through like the same path our rookie year. You know, coming and starting the first game, and it's been he's a real funny kid, and we like messing. I try not to because I was in his seat just like a year ago, but I mean. It's just pretty awesome not getting messed with anymore, so sometimes I'll throw in my quips. Just add my 2 cents, and then just back out.
That's good. Hey, were you a part of the contingent that went to see Pearl Jam a couple weeks ago?
Was I? Yes, I did go down there. I wasn't with the group, but I was because I guess I'm not cool enough. I was with a couple of other my buddies, and we were, dust off my shoes for this one. We were up in a box. No big deal.
Very nice. Awesome. All right, man. Well, like I said, you're an absolute legend for joining us. Thanks a lot. And the FIFA rematch will be on.
Yeah.
And I promise this will be a much better showing next
my
time.
My bet's on David.
Yeah. Here, we'll do this. I'll just not play, and you just keep playing, and then you let me know, and I'll get on just rusty as hell, and then we'll see what happens.
I can't wait. I'm gonna be training every night in
NHL. Hey, I'm just going to say, I don't know if you're an NHL guy, too, but I do play NHL. NHL and FIFA are my sports.
He's just bringing up more things to kick your ass at.
Well, he won't play me in Madden. That's why. But, okay.
Okay, I will play you eventually, but I just know just... I mean, you're probably just going to torture me. I haven't played a football game in years.
Apparently, Tremont Williams is the man at Madden. I've heard that.
The thing about NHL is they took away the old 94 mode. Like last year's game had the 94 where you could just like beat the crap out of people and they didn't have to worry about any of the rules. That was the best.
Well, now you actually have to play real hockey. Yeah. Oh, I'm so sorry. You have to follow the rules.
Screw all that, man. All right. Well, David, thank you so much for taking the time, man.
Thank you guys.
Absolutely. Good luck Sunday night and good luck the rest of the year.
Thanks, David.
Appreciate it, guys. All right. Take care.
That's how we roll here.
There he is, man.
David Bakhtiari.
David Bakhtiari. By the way, this guy,
hilarious.
He's awesome, and he took time. He was out tonight, dinner with teammates, and he took the time to step out and talk to us.
Yeah, yeah, that's amazing.
That's pretty awesome.
Good guy. Some people care about Packer fans.
They do, and it's interesting, because you can tell.
It's not about us. It's about the fans.
That's right. So there you go, David Bakhtiari. Rolling. Let's do a little Bears preview.
Okay.
A little Bears preview and predictions. All right, the biggest thing, the biggest difference this time around, and we talked to a little bit about it with David, is Jared Allen didn't play in the first matchup. Here he is. Garza, the center, was out last time. He's back. Ratliff along the defensive line. That gets a little worrisome because, he didn't play that first game because of the concussion. Going to play this game. Has been playing decently. I won't say well, but he's been playing decently. Going to have possibly two new starters along that offensive line. Here comes the defensive line for the Bears getting healthier. You don't like to see that. Although, last time, obviously, Houston played. He is out for the year after celebrating a sack of Tom Brady. Which is
I love when that happens.
It's happened twice this year.
It has. And I love when that happens.
Detroit and Chicago.
It's so mean to be like, oh, man, a guy got injured.
I know.
But, dude, you got injured celebrating
a sack.
You're
exactly.
Like, come on.
Especially, I'm like, and the one in Detroit, it's like, okay, Detroit ended up winning. So it's like, and they were doing very well when it happened. So I get it. Like, he was excited. But, like, dude, you just celebrated a sack. You know why? Because it was his first one of the year. He was brought in by Chicago to be this, like, big addition along the defensive line. Gets his first sack in a game where they're getting spanked, and then he tears his ACL. Well done, dude. Well done, indeed.
And you're fired.
You had one job, not to injure yourself permanently on your sack celebration. But anyway, Willie Young will take his place. Willie Young, who our guest tonight, David Bakhtiari, absolutely stoned in pass pro in the game. One or two troubles in the run game, but absolutely decimated him in pass pro down in Chicago. So you got to think Willie Young will be flipping over to Bulaga's side. Jared Allen will most likely be going up against Young Bakhtiari. Be interesting because, let me tell you, the game, the tie last year, obviously Matt Flynn started that or came in that game. Bakhtiari, David did not play his greatest game. He held his own, but Jared Allen got after both quarterbacks a little bit.
Well, can he stop talking about Jared Allen?
Sure, yeah.
It's really annoying me.
Okay. I love how you just don't want to talk football. You just want to talk everything else. You just don't want to talk football.
I don't want to hear the name Jared Allen or Jared Bush.
Okay. What about...
Okay? It's really simple. It's not difficult.
What about Mark Trestman? Can we talk about him?
Yes.
Trestman and the Bears. They're going to come out guns blazing, people. Now, it's a good thing the Packers have gotten healthy on the defensive side of the ball because that offense, you got to think. And let's not forget, last year with Josh freaking McCown, they moved up and down the football field.
Okay, and Josh McCown. Can't say that word either.
Okay. But they did, and they played well, and those wide receivers made hay. It'll be very interesting because you got to think it's going to be a shootout.
I feel like this game hinges on Jay Cutler.
It absolutely does. And here's how. But if the Packers get out to an early lead, it's over because the Dom can then do his thing. He can send the dogs. And,
yeah.
And we know what happens when Jay Cutler has the dog sicked on him. We all know what happens.
Well, it depends on what the score is, but yes.
But that's my point. If they're out ahead, yeah, exactly. Yep. It's over. It's over. What did Charles Woodson say? Jay being Jay. This is what's going to happen. So, you know, again, as I said, if the Packers don't win this game, all hell will break loose because they should absolutely win this game.
They should win the game, but like,
by the way,
it's the Bears.
Earlier this evening,
you know, I have to counterpoint what I said about Vic Ketchman because I actually said something good about Vic Ketchman. So I feel like every time I say something good, somebody like somebody in Kenya dies if I say something good about Vic Ketchman or something. So I'm going to say something about Vic Ketchman that's like about his whole like we have to beat the Bears thing and how that's not important and how he's kind of clueless. Like he did say that before. And I do want to say one thing. There is no Vic bashing tonight. It's the second
transplants in a row.
Transplants
with
in a row.
No Vic bashing.
And I have a theory about this, okay? And a lot of people are going to think.
Do tell, Corey.
A lot of people are going to think it's because I have some kind of big head or ego, but I do believe.
Which you do, but anyway.
But I do believe that someone did get to Vic Ketchman. I want Packer fans to watch this, okay? Go back and look at the last 20 articles, because I've done it myself, and tell me there has not been a change in tone in the man's Q&As and his answers. There has definitely been some kind of change in how he addresses fans. Now, that's not to say, like, he's kind of got rid of the douchey part.
So you're saying you affected change, is what you're saying.
I mean, I'm not Barack Obama, but but I'm close, dude. I'm close. As far as the Packers go,
really, really unpopular. Is that what you are?
Good Lord. But I will say something that Vic Ketchman said. Like, what's going to be hilarious to me?
Mm.
Okay, because I feel like the Packers are going to go. I think they're going to go at least one game in the playoffs, at least,
right?
Because of the team we have and the offense, barring some kind of injury, right? Yeah, so if we were to lose to the Bears this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It won't be the end of the world from a perspective standpoint.
Of course not.
At
no.
all.
No.
Right? It doesn't say anything.
Whatsoever.
It's the Bears Super Bowl. So
yes, it is.
Because it's the Bears Super Bowl, we might lose, right? Just because. Like it just happens like that, right? And what's gonna happen is I guarantee, I will bet $100 that if the Packers lose this weekend, Vic Ketchman turns into a douchebag again.
I love it.
I love how people are like, the ratings for our show are going to go down. Ratings drop with no Vic bashing. I'm sorry, but you can't bash a guy that's not saying anything terrible.
That's true.
Like, it's like I said, you're
Skip Bayless. You don't just make it up for ratings.
Yeah.
You got to feel it. It's genuinely.
Like, it's like if
I hear you, dude.
It's like what I said. It's like if Jon Stewart didn't have the Iranian government to like talk crap about, he wouldn't even have a movie to produce. Okay. Or Sarah Palin. If Sarah Palin doesn't say stupid stuff.
What is with all the politics tonight?
No.
We've mentioned Barack Obama, Jon Stewart, and Sarah Palin. In the span of 5 minutes.
I mentioned Barack Obama because of the whole change thing. That was a little play on change.
I got you.
That's called wordplay.
It's called something.
I know you're at Sports Illustrated. And why like you, words
see,
like...
I know you're at LiveX, Mr. Producer.
No,
but
I am LiveX, yeah, right. Son. I know you're at SI, and they have a tendency to kind of like, you know, the whole like Peter King thing and how like everybody...
I have no idea where you're going with this, but I'm very interested to find out.
So, you know, I'm just saying.
I'm sorry. The catch-all, the net that gets thrown. I'm just saying.
That's the Packer transplant's catch-all.
It is. It is. Truly is. All right. So, all that said, what's your prediction for the Sunday night game?
24-0 Packers.
Come on. Again?
I've almost been right in 3 weeks in a row.
You sure weren't against the Saints.
We should have beat the Saints.
You should have beat the
Nagler.
Saints. That's correct. All right. I'm going to say.
this is funny.
Oh, no.
Somebody on the chat's like, well, then read Vintage Vic and bash it. So I'm just supposed to. And you know what?
That's actually a great idea. That's a great
because
idea.
Because I guarantee you, if I go 2 years ago.
Oh, my God.
And I read some Vic,
wealth of material.
There's so much material. That's actually a really good idea, Christoff.
That is a great idea.
That's a really good idea.
Oh, wait. I forgot to say, I have an addition to this segment. Earlier this evening, our good friend Matt Bowen, who was on with our own Brian Caravu this morning on Real Bird Central, sent me in his prediction. Pac 34, Bears 23. Just in case you needed a pick for the show tonight, go Cubs.
Okay. All of you who wanted Vic bashing, I seriously want you to go and tell me what I did wrong, what I could have bashed, because I just feel like you can't take blood from a stone, people.
I hear you, dude. I said you don't make it up. It's a real thing.
Like, I can't just be like, man, he's such a... Man, he said this thing, and he didn't say the thing.
Right, exactly.
Like, it does annoy me that when he talks about the Jaguars.
Right.
But you can't, like, really hate that much on
the
Jaguars.
I mean, you got to feel bad for them.
I feel bad for them.
The Jaguars, man.
I mean, they're expansion team. Like, they'll always be an expansion
team. They always will be.
That sucks.
So, yeah, I'm going to say Packers 34, Bears 17.
Okay.
That sound about right?
No.
No.
24-0.
Oh, okay. You're right. That sounds right. All right. You ready? It's that time.
I'm ready. Yeah, I'm ready.
Hit it.
I'm ready.
This week in the Packer blogosphere.
That's right. It's This Week in the Packers blogosphere. The return of that venerable series. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, give it up for Mr. Eddie Lacy, who has joined the Packers blogosphere. All of a sudden, this dude is tweeting out, I got some thoughts about the bye week. And then, here he is. He's got his own blog. So, find it. It's, you know, he's linking to it on his Twitter page. Like, homeboy has got a blog. Eddie Lacy, blogger.
His big thing is to caption his pictures, which I think is hilarious.
That's a great idea.
But what he should put up is he should put up the one of him with the Hulk thing, you know, with the Hulk underneath. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. For sure.
What he should do is come on this program. But, you know, that's never going to happen.
Oh, Nagler.
Yeah. But anyway, check it out. Eddie Lacy has his own blog. He writes his stuff and everything. It's great.
It's cool.
Anyway, there you go. Show's over. I don't know. I got nothing else. That's it. I mean, the Packers got to beat the Bears. They're going to. And if they don't, it's going to be hell on earth for a week around here. Is that about sum it up?
Yes. I just want to apologize to everybody that there's no Vic bashing because apparently, like, that's all I'm good for. And I'm sorry.
It's not all you're good for.
No, apparently on the chat, Nagler, looking at the chat.
I keep telling you not to look at the chat.
Nagler, that's what makes us interactive. Okay?
Oh, is that it? Okay. I don't know. I just block people on Twitter. That's what I do. I don't.
I don't block or mute anyone.
I know you don't, because you're a man.
Okay.
I don't know. All right. So what are they saying in the chat? Anybody got any questions? Fire
they're
away.
They're talking about Vic bashing.
Fire
so.
Away. Fire away.
No, they're done.
They're not done. Fire away. How many we got? We got like five people on. Six.
Maybe seven.
All right. So anybody got any questions? Fire away. Here we go. Here's your chance to communicate, to interact. Nothing. See?
Well, it takes a little time.
Oh, that is right. There is a little bit of a delay.
There's a little bit of a lag because of live stream.
All right. So are you going to another game this year?
Yeah, I'm going to try. It's called a playoff game. That's what I'm going to be going to.
Oh, snaps, pro! I really wanted to go this week. I almost bought a Saints game, actually.
I'm so glad I didn't.
I just wanted to go to New Orleans, but I really wanted to go this week, and I almost bought a ticket. But then I remembered I don't want to get divorced, so that was the end of that. What are you looking at now?
Allison Hendricks says, Vic bashing, Tremont loving, Jared Bush and Jared Allen hating Corey.
It's true.
That's the definition of Corey.
That pretty much sums it up.
That's who will be the next player on the show is a question.
That's a great
yeah.
That's a great question. That is a great question. I tell you what, you people can affect your own change here.
Yeah.
Go bother players on social media and tell them to come on Packer Transplants. Because
do Aaron's work for him.
It's not my work. Good Lord, dude. Like, Packers PR is no help. They're all like, oh, you can do it yourself. Like, they're like you. They think I just do it. And I'm like,
you do.
The
do
players
it.
All hate me.
You're brilliant.
No,
you
they
it.
All hate me because I actually dude, say what dude, they do on the field.
You got Roger Goodell on this show.
I did.
Walking to the draft.
That's true.
As it was about to happen.
That's true. It's true.
That is about as baller as it gets. Now, no one knew that but Packer fans.
Right.
But that's baller. Yeah. Like, I was like, wait, what? He's going to call
Wait,
us?
Roger Goodell? What?
You mean the commissioner or like a fake commissioner?
Nope, the real commissioner.
He's calling us. He's walking down 6th Avenue, and he's like, oh, hey, Aaron. Hey, Corey. Hey, guys, what's up? He didn't say Corey because he knows who I am, but he did say, hey, Aaron, I'm walking to the draft that I'm about to announce the first round draft picks. That's baller. That was like we were just a podcast.
Yeah, we were. We are still kind of just a podcast.
Come on.
So I'm just saying, yeah. You know why? Okay, well, that one's easy because it was like right in the heart of the lockout time and they were courting, you know, fans and they just wanted to talk to Packer fans.
Oh, can we get Wildy on the show?
Ryan sure. Asked. You know what's so funny is I was going to reach out to him this morning coming out of the bye week, but I know he's incredibly busy. He's got his own show. He does the Rogers show every week. And then I had reached out to David and David was like, sure, what time? And blah, 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 blah. So I definitely want to get Wildy on. We have not had him on all year and I think... That's an injustice because Wildy is part of this show.
Wildy,
he's part of the show.
I mean, he's the close.
Literally at the end of every show. But yeah, no, Wildy's got it. We got to get Wildy on. So
get it, Wildy.
That will happen.
Can we have more Favre not coming till Star is healthy arguing, please?
No.
You know how many
that was organic.
Do you know how many DMs that I got this week?
Oh, this
from
be
people
great. Who agree with you no, that you'll no, never no. show me.
Slow down.
All right.
No. That asked me if Packer Transplants was over. Seriously, I got like four DMs. They were like, oh,
I forgot all about that.
Is Packer Transplants over? Jersey Al. Right. Jersey Al was like, I've had a couple people ask me if this is the last Packer Transplants. Yeah, we ended it mid-season, bro.
I forgot. Well, you never know. Hey, it's us, dude. We went 100. What did we go a whole year between Packer Transplants? Mike Daniels is our last guest and our first guest.
We didn't go a whole year.
We did, remember? We looked at it. We went from the Ravens game last year until week one or whatever this year.
Nagler.
Yeah.
Don't be so dramatic.
I'm just saying.
Don't pull a Wildy, dude.
I'm not in the mood for drama tonight, Corey. All right, let's get out of here.
Yeah.
That was a fun show. We had a Packers.
Ryan, the beard and the glasses. Actually, I try not to wear the beard this year. And
yeah, what's up with that?
I actually only wear my contacts for this show.
That's kind of crazy.
Yeah, it's just for you, Nagler. It's actually because lighting your face with your glasses is very hard, and so I realized
my fault.
Yeah, of course. And so I realized
that better.
And so I realized that if I don't have to light me and Aaron, I can just focus on Aaron, which the show is all about Aaron. So.
God, you're such a You're such a dick. Oh my god. And I love that I just said you're such a dick. And I love that Bakhtiari said shit on air.
Yeah, I know. That was
awesome.
I mean, it's the internet, dude.
Yeah, it's the internet. Come on. Don't care. Somebody asked if we were like subject to FCC regulation.
No. Like, the answer is no.
No. All right. So anyway, yo, get your Stillmank on. I'm gonna get my bee's knees on right now. Big thanks to our guest this evening, David Bakhtiari, starting left tackle for the Green Bay Packers. The man, the myth, the legend. And David, I will whoop your ass next time we play FIFA. And thanks to everyone showing up. Everyone on the live blog, everyone listening later on podcasts, and on iTunes, whether you watch it later on the website. Whatever you do, thank you so much. Corey and I do this because of Packer fans. We do it for Packer fans all over the world. We get stuff literally from service people all over the globe. It's amazing. It humbles us every time we see it. Thank you so much. The Packers will win Sunday night. We're all going to get drunk.
Maybe.
It's going to be awesome. No maybe about it, Mr. 24 to nothing.
Maybe.
Packers are going to win Sunday night. Packers are going to roll. And then the season sets up for a deep playoff run. That's what I'm saying right now. Don't tell me otherwise.
Here come the trolls.
Can't wait.
Is there any positive in terms of motivation for your guys, how ticked off they are about how this played out? Any of that can be used in any positive way whatsoever?
I'm not in the mood for drama tonight, Jason. Okay? I appreciate that.
What do you think you told the critics tonight?
Shh.